Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing living a detox life, featuring Queen of Four. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. You can always check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. And again, don't forget to visit our blog page, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right. I had a wonderful weekend. I hope you all had one too. And before we get into the show, I'd just like to let you guys know that our maze yoga pose or yoga position is the lotus position. And the benefits of this position is that it calms the brain. It stimulates the pelvis, the spine, the abdomen, and the bladder. It stretches the ankles and the knees. It eases menstrual discomfort and assists in childbirth, and it also awakens the kundalini. So you can learn more about that yoga position on conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. There'll be details on how to get into that position. It's a fairly easy position, but you know, it can help enrich your yoga experience. All right, this week's weekly affirmation is, I am constantly growing and changing. I give thanks for all my beautiful blessings that I have received. My spirit grows exponentially and finds peace in knowing that all was meant is as it was meant to be. I am wise in my understanding, and I live my wisdom as I share knowledge with the world. I am disciplined, I am prosperous, and I am one. Ashe. And you can check that affirmation out and many more on the conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com page. All right, so without further ado, we're going to bring the queen on. Peace, Queen of Four, you on the line.
Thank you so much for having me once again. Peace and blessings.
Of course, peace. Hmm. How are you?
Everything is in divine order. And yourself?
I'm great as well. Mm-hmm. Excited for this topic.
Well, we're talking about healing as a way of life, education as a way of life, living a deep life. Mm-hmm. So I should just go for it?
Yes, just go for it, then go into it.
All righty. This came from my own experience. What I do in my own life of healing, because my work, my initial center is called Heal Thyself. Mm-hmm. And Heal Thyself, I started taking that journey at age 17. Mm-hmm. I didn't connect that my physical disease was connected to my psychological, emotional, relationship disease.
Mm-hmm.
So me, as I started to take the journey, I started to cleanse on a physical level. And that's usually where most people begin. They start detoxing on a physical level. They have headaches, so they'll start taking some herbs to get rid of the headaches. If they feel stressed, they may take a juice to detox them, the stress out of the body. So they may take this and that. But what happens, and what I've observed, is you start physical, and then as you keep going deeper and deeper through the physical body, you start to meet with your emotional and psychological body. Now, one of the diseases that I had, it was eczema, and eczema is a state of anger, and there were things I was angry about in my own community. I was bullied as a little girl, and so it made me quite angry, and as I was reflecting on the eczema and the asthma as a state of anger and suppression, I realized that the gritting of the teeth was connected to the emotional stuff that I was actually feeling. So as I was healing myself, and it took me 2 21-day detoxes to start to flush, as that the asthma was leaving and the eczema was leaving, all of a sudden the gritting of my teeth stopped. And as the gritting of my teeth stopped, I saw a switch, a light that just turned on in my mind. And I realized that anger was leaving. Because you know when it's leaving? When it comes up for you. When it shows up, and then you see it literally passing away. And most people get a little nervous when they start to go through a detox emotionally.
Yeah.
Because you might start crying all of a sudden. You might go into a deeper bout of depression for a spell. And that is just the time when your floodgates have opened up and allowed you to purge, to release, to let go of whatever is dammed up, held back in your spirit, in your emotions, in your mind, in your life. So as you start to detox, you will heal on, as I reflect on a 21-day detox, which I've been doing. Must be 31, 32 years ago. I did my first detox. It was a 21-day. And I remember telling the class, and still continue, the first week, the first 7 days of detoxing, you're going to feel a physical release, which means that all of a sudden you will go from maybe a state of being tired and fatigued to energy. And or you'll be able to get up in the morning and jump out the bed without pulling yourself and heaviness upon you in the morning. You'll find that you have more stamina, that you are running upstairs and how did I get up here so quick? So the physical body, is the first 3 or 4 days, waste is coming out, the nose, the mouth, the eyes, vaginally. And then you get into the 5th, 6th, and 7th day, then you start to stabilize and the body becomes physically more astute, more empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go into the second phase, the second week of your 21-day, you'll start to see a mental clarity that will come over you. Where sometimes people are foggy, they don't know. It's very important to have your mind clear. Because you have to make decisions all the time. And if you make a decision that is not clear and it's foggy, you might have to repeat that cycle all over again. You might have said yes to a relationship that you really should have said no. Or you might have traveled and moved your life over to another city or town when it wasn't even the time. You might have opened your home up to someone to come in and it wasn't appropriate. Different things might have happened on your journey, on your walk. But if you are foggy, then you can't see what is right before your eyes. And I'm talking about not just a physical eye, your spiritual eye, your eye of discernment, to be able to be a seer. That's what begins to open up in that second week. You start to see the truth. You start to see what you don't need to do. You start to see what is needed to change in your life once and for all. Because we're in these loops and these cycles. And so as you clear the way, and that will come in the second week, you'll start to see glimpses of clarity. It's like, oh, you're coming alive. You're awakening up. There's an awakening. There's an open of consciousness that is starting to just come forth through you. Then as you go into the third detox level, the third week of your cleansing, all of a sudden, emotional, you might start crying. You might start to get a little bit sad. All of those are emotions that are coming up. You might even start having some cravings. You might have cravings for some toxic food, or you might have a craving for an old boyfriend that caused you trauma. So all of it starts to come up. It's not for you to react. I remember a young lady said, I haven't had pork in years. And in her third week, she started having a craving for bacon. She couldn't believe it. And it was just the waste psychologically and emotionally. It was coming up from the 10 years back. Because we are carrying our emotions, our mental states over a lifetime. And when
definitely.
You start to detox, those lifetime blockages begin to pass away. So as you go through, and I would encourage you to do a 21-day with me. I can walk you through it with the formulas, with the method. If you go on your own, at least you'll remember these three phases that are taking place. Record it. It's going to give you a tremendous amount of information and inspiration. Now, how do we even get to a point where we're toxic? Well, some things are passed down through the bloodline, through our parents, through our great-great-grandparents, It's all in our blood. That's what creates our family. It's the blood. That's in terms of your blood family. It is what's in the blood. So what is in your blood? What is in your family? You have inherited it. Not all of it, some of it, because you might have gotten some of it from your grandmother, some of it from your grandfather, different ways, attitudes, thoughts, expressions, reactions, or maybe your father, a portion of that, mother, another portion of that, your auntie, you know. So what is also the state of their attitudes, their thoughts, everything is transported through the bloodline, and you are the carrier of that. So being that you are the carrier, you have to say, well, what am I carrying? What has been transported to me that I need to detox from? And how long has this issue been in my bloodline? So depending on how long it has been in the bloodline, that would be how deep you have to go through your detoxification and your cleansing. And some detoxification can take a day, some can take a week, some can take 21 days, some can take a lifetime, and it's like an onion. You peel the first layer off, it's another layer, and you keep unraveling this state of the families, not the good things. The good things, when you cleanse and detox, and the family becomes stronger, the powerful things, the loving family, the supportive family qualities, the intelligence of the family, the spirit of the family, the unity of the family. These are the things that you are going to sharpen and will be heightened as you go through your detox. You'll have more access to those qualities that are inside of you. Now, what about the other stuff, the toxic stuff? That's all there too, and some of it's dormant. Some of the emotional, psychological issues show up later on when a circumstance shows up in your life. You get married. You might be okay with your mates and friends and having a social life, and you get married and have children. Then possibly how you were treated as a child, it starts showing up in how your mate is relating to your child together, and then you start to react to it and become angry or bitter. So we have to clean up what was given to us in our bloodline and continue to fortify on a daily basis so that it doesn't come back, because it is in the bloodline and it can always be reactivated. And so we're going to stay on a cleansing mode. Now, why do I say stay on? Do you know why? Because many people will say, well, I've been there and done that.
Yeah.
I did my cleansing last summer with you, Queen. That's what you tell me. Oh, I remember I did that 5 years ago with you, Queen. Okay. And others will say, well, how long do I have to stay? I would do a consultation with someone and give them life-changing information. And then they would tell me, so how long do I have to stay on this? And I would tell them very slowly and carefully, this is a lifestyle. This is a way of life. Once you turn the lights on in your house, your body's simple, you want to keep those lights lit. You don't want them to start going back out again, because what will happen? The issues that are in your tissues, that are in your heart, that is in your spirit, is in the bloodline, it will be alive in itself. So this is a way of life. It's almost like they're like, oh, my gosh. You mean I have to live like this? I have to live healthy all my life? I have to be positive. I have to do my meditations. I have to purge. I have to take baths all my life. I've got to take juice therapy and all of that all my life? I said, well, the beauty of that is that you become rich. You become wealthy in your life of spirit. You become rich in your mental state, your ability to create something out of what looks like nothing. You become resourceful. You start to attract wonderful, glorious things to yourself. So as you keep cleansing, more is given to you that is good for you, and more is removed from you that is not for you. And that is why it is a way of life. And when you receive that, you become stronger and stronger. What else would you do? You would then normally then say, well, I just, you know, after I finish this, can I resume back to this, another one, to my normal life?
Mm.
Normal is inadequate. We cannot really be successful in our lives in a normal state. High blood pressure is normal when you hit about 40 years old. That's the norm. Fibroid tumors are normal when you hit about 35 or so, or earlier. Heavy bleeding and clotting in women is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Attracting toxic relationships into our lives is the norm. Women having abortions as a form of birth control is becoming more of a norm.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to be normal women and men? I would say not.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be optimal. So how do we get to be optimal? It's a mantra that healing, detoxification is a way of life. That healing and detoxification is my life. And as I heal myself, I become more radiant and more elevated. I created what is called a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't create the pyramid, our ancestors did. But what I did is put in this pyramid, I put 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, when you take a season like sage or dill or cumin or whatever season you love, and you put in a salad, some olive oil or lime juice or cider vinegar, and you just blend it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's seasoned just right, it tastes so good. It's extraordinary. You take something so simple as bland, a piece of lettuce, a piece of spinach, leaf, or cabbage. You just eat it like that. But when you put the seasonings in it, it's just like exciting. It connects you to the glory of food. Well, that's the same thing. I want you to get an image of this pyramid triangle shape based on sacred geometry. And the symbol of the pyramid represents restoration, resurrection, growth, climbing, going higher in your life. So on the base of the pyramid, the Merkut, I have the first 12 weeks of your cleansing. And every 21 days, every round goes higher and higher. You become more evolved. And so the first 21 days, if you have 10 issues, mental, emotional, physically, spiritual, relationship, economic, all of that, because you're one package. It all comes together in you. It all opens up through you. And the first 21 days, there's a 40 to 50% enhancement in your full life, your mental state, very charged, your emotional self. You overcome issues very quickly. You don't find yourself not harboring. You find yourself having the ability to shift your thinking like a shapeshifter, be able to shift your thinking from negative thinking to productive thinking, from not what you don't have, but from what you do have, and possibilities and all of that, and you start just like a magnet. Then the next 21 days, you keep going another step higher. There's a 60% dynamic energy that's just exuding from your being. That's 42 days in now. You're checking off your calendar. Another 21 days, 63 days in, you're 70% more enlightened, more aware, more loving, more forgiving. You'll start to love being inside of your own being. And then the last of the first 12 weeks of the first season, you're now into 84 days. And so 80% minimal wellness. If you're 30 under, you'll have optimal. You're 100% by then. If you're 30 or 40 up, it's a little bit slower, but you're still on the path. That first season, the first 21 leads into the next 21, that leads you to a season of this new alive life. Then you go into the second season, like we're in spring still. So if those who have been subscribed to me, for example, in March, the 21 day detoxing, then the next 21 day they kept going to get the performance. They're doing the lifestyle, they're doing their healing work, they're doing the healing baths. All this is happening So now they're getting ready for the next season. Those who are starting now will be going through the whole summer, and the warmer the weather, the more you expand your life. The hotter, mm-hmm. the more expansion. So you want to get mm-hmm. as much healing in during this time to carry you into the fall and winter, so you won't be like the leaves and your body starts to drop away from you. And you mm-hmm. get fatigued, and you get depressed, and you get short. So this is a good pumping up time of your life, of your energy force field. So we're looking at, you're going to detox and rejuvenate from now until next year. What kind of life would you have? My goodness, get a vision of that one.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get a vision of that, then you could be so successful in everything you do. You will not, you know, we have a list. I remember one of my mates told me one time, he said, you know, you have a list of about 10 people that you're upset mm-hmm. with. They come up, you know, you have these flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really, I have a list? And I just started reflecting. I said, oh, my, I have a lot of healing. Because that list is actually yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're carrying the people in your body, but it's really you. The people show up where you are, what you need to let go of, how you need to grow, what you need to move on from. It just lays out your whole life. The people in your life show up in your life to show you your life. So that means you can't mm-hmm. really get angry at anyone because it's all showing up to give you a lesson, which will give you a blessing if you get the lesson. And so with that revelation, that healing, that means you have four seasons to master your health. Well, when you go to school, you don't mind going to school for a year or 4 years. And some go to school for 8 years and 10 years, depending on how high up in their studies and training. And I said, well, can you get a year in four seasons, four semesters of wellness? There are a group of people in Detroit right now who started with me in October, and mm-hmm. so they're about to move into their third cycle of detoxification mm-hmm. and rejuvenation. And they're taking this as a way of life, and now they're going to be teaching this as a lifestyle to others. So mm-hmm. this whole walk about a way of life is to give you your just due, to have you tap into your treasure chest. In your treasure chest is everything that you need to be illuminated, to be enlightened, to be empowered, to be taken care of, to be on purpose. This is your treasure chest, and it's inside your heart. It's what mm-hmm. you just quest for. And you say, if I only had this, I would be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you already have it, but you're not aware of it. When you start to detox now, you start to actually tap in to the treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading the Pertinguengir, one of the ancient, the first written text from our ancestors that has on planet Earth. And in it was an affirmation that I'm going to read it from the fifth book that I wrote. And when I read that, I said, oh, what a treasure we are.
Mm-hmm.
What a treasure we are. And I believe I only was able to see that because I've been cleansing and healing and detoxing my life through all the seasons from age 17 to age 59. I've been on this quest of mm-hmm. discovering self, growing, overcoming. And this affirmation I will share with you that when it found me, it stopped me in my tracks. And I mm-hmm. did a breath of life. I inhaled and said, Wahinter, thank you, divine mm-hmm. in me, for revealing this very small affirmation. You can write, I'm going to say it twice because mm-hmm. I want to explain it and I want you to connect to it, those who are listening in. And I want you to receive it as truth of who you are. This is your treasure. Golden are my limbs. Now, how do your limbs become golden, and why is it so important? That's the first thing. It's three lines, that your limbs are golden. Because it's the sunlight was revealed to me. from the sun, through photosynthesis, the sun goes into the plant and gives it its chlorophyll. That sunlight allows, once you start taking that in, you begin to actually radiate. When people start to say, oh, my goodness, you look so good. Like, I've been pouring my green life formula, just pouring it in my system. And today I went to the library and I went to the gym, and then I got some green juice and wheatgrass in between, and I had some green light before I left home. I am pouring chlorophyll sunlight in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And this golden on my limbs is the first line. And we're going to all meditate on it when I go back. But I want you to understand the light that's going to come through you. People are going to say, wow, you look great. Oh, you look so energized. They're going to be like, what are you doing? It's going to be all of that. You're going to even look in the mirror and say, wow, I don't look dull anymore. Is this really me? So, golden on my limbs. The next affirmation to a part of this is, blue my crown. Your crown is your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Your consciousness, as according to our ancestors, it was based on the lotus, out of the mud of pain and struggle, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, socially, economic, out of the pain and struggle. If we purify, we have to, it's the lotus that represents this process of transmutation, transformation. You'll go from the soil, and there's a lotus seed in the soil. Well, a seed brings life, but in the soil, that's the nourishment. So even if you thought it was the worst thing that ever could happen to you, it was just what you needed to propel you to grow.
Yeah.
Overcome. It's either you're going to go up or going to go down, depending on your consciousness and your ability to transform yourself. And so you go through a purging, and then you come all the way up. This seed, this lotus, blossoms out of the water, but it's coming out of the mud. Out of the mud comes forth the lotus. And the lotus, one of the colors of the lotus is blue. And the lotus is the most revered plant in all of ancient Kemet, which people misname as Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's blue, your crown. High consciousness, pure state of mind, elevated thought. And then emerald, my body. The emerald, the chlorophyll, the green. The chlorophyll means regeneration, rejuvenation, renewal. That is the state of power. That's what it also represents, power. And if you take enough chlorophyll into your life, enough sun food, plant-based living, you will detox everything that is not your truth, that is not whole. You will detox the hurt, the disappointments, the weak uterus, the fibroid tumors, the frustration, and what you will be left with is joy, peace and harmony, power, electricity. So together I'll speak and you'll affirm, golden are my limbs. In meditation, you're seeing yourself golden. For if you can see it, you can create it. Blue, my crown. See the elevated mind, purified and in a state of harmony. Blue also represents harmony and nurturing. Emerald, my body. So that is who we were in the beginning, when the world was clean and pure. But it is in our DNA to return back to the source of that power. This is under the nature man of regeneration, or the nature woman of regeneration. The more that you ingest the plants from the garden, the greater your magnetism, your power, your vision, your quest. So we have on one case, how do we get sick? Passed down through the DNA, and we can shift that through our healing lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Another way of toxicity is social and environmental. Well, environmental level, we're talking about clean gas, clean heat, clean energy. Mm-hmm. So that's the green movement. The green movement is all about that. And why do they call it green? Because mm-hmm. it's healing. We can work with wind energy. We can work with wind, air. We can work with sun, solar energy. Isn't that divine to have your mm-hmm. home heated by the sun? I want to just make mention that I coined her. Her name is Etta Dixon. She's 75, young, years young now. We have been mm-hmm. together about 25 or more years. She came to me for her colonic back in the day, and she did the 21-day detox, and she came and did the soul sweat with me, and then, you know, just everything that I've been doing, she's been with me, and we're still to this day together. But she was the first one, one of the first ones in Brooklyn to put solar panels over her house, and her house mm-hmm. is charged with solar energy. So it's so wonderful when I think about that. So give thanks. She has a smart car. She's just so on it. And she does martial mm-hmm. arts and dance. You know, with this detox life, you actually defy gravity. you can get older, but you can become more brilliant. You get mm-hmm. old that you don't have to have pain, but you have a detox life. You get old that you don't have to lose your memory. You get old, you get wise, you get smarter, you get sharper, you get more joy. Because one thing about being toxic, as you get old, as you mature, you become more cynical. You become mm-hmm. more judgmental. You become hardened. You become more depressed. So it is important to receive healing as a way of life. Living a detox life. So let's protect the environment, because if we protect the elements, they will be able to protect us. It mm-hmm. works together, team. On a social level, check your relationships. Write them all down. I love working with circles. That's another, three basic shapes that represents spiritual energy that can magnify your energy. And you can create those shapes over and over again. And I have this thing about these two shapes. And mm-hmm. later on, I started studying sacred geometry. I said, oh, that's why I'm always making a circle. In all of my books, I always start with a circle. Mm-hmm. Like a woman, a circle with a woman in with her hands in prayer, praise position. And City of Wellness, there's a man holding the world in his lap with all these fruits, which represent, and the city is in his heart, but he's in a circle. And then Man Heal Thyself, the latest book, you see the man stretched out. He's in a circle, a green circle. So I've always worked with circles, and then when I started to work with the frequency of food and energy, I would work with the pyramid. And they started to follow me. I went to London, and this beautiful pyramid ring found me and stayed with me for a while. mm-hmm. And it would give me so much energy. And then I moved to New Jersey for about a year, my company. And I would look out the window before my clients would come, and there was this steeple. I was in an actual monastery. And I would look out of the window, and it was a pyramid shape. Consciousness does follow you, literally does mm-hmm. follow you. But it gave me a tremendous amount of energy working with those symbols. The other one is a square, which I'm a square, I'm a four. And for mm-hmm. me that's in numbers it's about building something. I'm going to build wellness. I'm going to build a wellness community, a wellness world. That's the vision. So mm-hmm. you can work with these shapes to reshape your life. And just last night, I was working on a square to put in my bigger vision of these greenhouses that I want to see in every city. Mm-hmm. And so it's all that energy that life is going to keep showing up to you and giving you signs and symbols. And our ancestors mm-hmm. in ancient times, they would read this, when you look at, they would have what's called glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
That was the language. You would actually see
exactly.
a symbol. So when I was, when I opened up my womb spa, I was, everything was about inverting, invert. This way of inverting, that way of inverting, invert, getting the energy back into the consciousness, pulling the energy back into the heart, into the womb, as opposed to it pouring out of you and you aging prematurely.
Yeah.
So I reading one of the glyphs, and I was reading the words to it, and it's English, it's Metuinter, which is the language of the divine, and then it's the glyph. And all of a sudden, I saw that glyph for the first time. I've been looking at this for like 10 years. I never saw it until, well, I saw it some years ago, but I saw this upside-down little being. Feet was up in the air. Like a shoulder stand. I said, that is it. Our ancestors knew and laid out a road map for us to return to our power.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole legacy is based on a living a detox life. Listen to this affirmation. May I be protected by 70 purification. I purify myself at the great stream of the galaxy. And that which is wrong in me is pardoned. And the spots upon my body and upon the earth are washed away. Lo, I come that I may purify this soul of mine in the most high degree.
Hmm.
So when you say 70 purifications on a daily basis, that means unlimited. All through the day, you're going to be detoxing. Your words, you're going to be checking the words. The feelings that you have, because you can say a word to someone, and what's in your heart is detrimental, but the word is sweet. But what's in your heart is not. So it's concealed, the truth of how you're feeling. But when you start cleaning up your heart and realize that you created your whole reality, you have the power. And I would say the power to heal is within. You have created your entire life. And if that is the case, then you can create a greater life. So create now a greater life. Speak yourself into existence. Say what you want. Say what you are. Say who you are. Say where you're going and watch your life bring that into reality. And so that we no longer have to be the carrier of a diseased DNA.
Yeah.
We no longer have to transport disease even from ourselves to our children, ourselves, into our own children.
Mm-hmm.
We can put a halt to that. And we can begin to elevate and purify and cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cleansing piece started for me when I was 17. And I started having children 7 years later. So I was cleansing, as far as I was concerned, but I was eating an all-American fast food diet. And I was very introverted. I was extremely quiet, which means there's a lot of fear that was in me. And I was born into that. And I was in a community that I was sheltered. I was pretty much lived in my mother's backyard with her flowers. And when I came out when I was 16, I went into shock. Oh, whoa, this is what this is like. And then I went to school. I was in a public school, but I was raised like I thought I was in private school. And it was like it was fighting and cursing. I'm like, whoa. As a, you know, in the fourth grade, it blew me away. And I was traumatized going into the world. And the only thing that really cleaned up my life was walking into this path of detoxification and cleansing. It allowed me to write the books, to be fearless. I stood next to, I was in a building yesterday, and I know it was because of this conversation, and I was standing next to my mentor who didn't know he mentored me from at 17. I was standing next to Dick Gregory, who wrote Dick Gregory, Cooking with Mother Nature, who was inspired by Avinya Fulton, who I was able to see several times in Chicago whenever I would travel in and out of Chicago, who was a great naturopathic healer. And he was back in the day a freedom fighter, you know, the civil rights worker and a comedian, all wrapped into one, and he became a health advocate. And he was run, you know, from one city to another, just to, for freedom for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so he stood next to me, and he hugged me, and we're going to be doing this cruise with Alicia in September, this wellness cruise, which I invite everyone to join us. And with that, I was, like, so honored. I said, because he was the one, because of his book and the family, he shared his family in his book. From that weekend that I went on that healing retreat, I picked up one book. There were many books and many workshops throughout that weekend. I came there with my asthma, my hay fever, with my PMS, with my eczema, with my arthritis, with my fear, with my headache. I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And that weekend changed my entire life. I became aware of everything that I teach now. Everything that I teach now is what I opened up myself to then. And I picked up one book that I recalled, and that was his book. And I took it home with me, and I went on a fast. But I didn't have anybody really to hold my hand and guide me because I didn't understand about detoxifying fasting, which you can handle. So I was throwing. I was going through a lot of detoxing, but I didn't know how to monitor. I just jumped right on in. But I needed someone to counsel me, and I realized that. And that's part of what led me into helping others. And and from my own detox, people would come. I got my apartment when I was a teenager, and people would come to my house and visit me. And I said, well, you can't bring any junk in my house because I'm about the detox and the cleansing, the healing. So you have to eat whatever I have in my house. Or you can only bring fruit or some vegetables. And people come visit me for the weekend, and they'd go on Monday detoxed. They'd be like, oh, I can breathe. Oh, I don't have a headache. Oh, all this happened. I said, well, you want to take a healing bath? And I'd give them some Dead Sea salt and some Epsom salt and let them do their thing. And I said, well, I got some lemon water. It was just a natural way of living that I was living. And I would see people coming to see me so often as friends, and they kept on healing. And that's what led me into this detoxification as my way of life. This is my joy. People say, why don't you go to parties, anything like that? I said, dude, I'm partying. But actually, I'm partying right now, conversation with you, my queen. We're partying. And we're partying in wellness, and I'm having a great time. And so this is my social life. Wellness is my social life. And what does that do in relationship? It helps you to clean up your relationship. You can go back from your own detoxing and have a health relationship with your mother, even if your mother doesn't have a health relationship with you. You understand? Or your father. If they may not have a health relationship with you, but you can have a healthy relationship with them. Your past mate. They may not have a healthy relationship with you, but you can have a healthy relationship with them. How can you do that? Because usually it's tit for tat. Usually if someone doesn't love you, you don't love them back. If someone is not kind, you give them unkind statements and all of that. But, you know, if you want to get free, you can't have all that stuff that just causes you to stay in a state of disharmony and pain and suffering. Because if someone says something to you positive, you'll be positive. And if someone says something not nice, you're going to get angry. So actually you're just a dangling carry. You're just swinging from back and forth according to who loves, doesn't, what they feel about you, what they said about your email, text that was sent. And you just up and down. You have to make up in your mind that I am living a detox life. And every relationship helps me to elevate and to grow and to overcome. This is an amazing time. Because I was asked from the young people, I'll put the name to it. I said, King Simon, who keeps culture and metaphysics and the wellness warriors constantly working because he brings an audience. He put the event together with Dick Gregory last night and Brother Polite. And then I was able to say a few words to welcome Dick Gregory into the heart of Brooklyn. And the building that we were in was the building, the sidebar, but it's very central, that Malcolm X purchased the building that we were in. Wow, is that big?
Yeah.
And we celebrated Malcolm X that night, you know, last night. And to be in a room full of freedom fighters, it's young freedom fighters and elder freedom fighters, was a joy to behold. But inside of that, as I said, the young people from Ali the Great, my son, and Alicia, who's doing this wonderful cruise and King Simon and such, they said, mm-hmm. Queen, we want you to do this presentation. And the presentation has very much to do with this detoxification. Because, I'll just read it, Dr. Phil Valentine is coming into town, and he is he calls himself a master wizard of metaphysics.
Mm-hmm.
And Queen of Four is going to be presenting at that event, Healing the Family After Divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I have not seen him for 25 years in terms of looking eye to eye. And
mm-hmm.
it's about 25 years after their divorce, they're uniting to heal the community. They is me. But how can I even do such a thing? You know how I can do such a thing? And that's for Father's Day, which I did something. This will be at National Black Theater June 16th. Take a bus, take a car, park, carpool, come in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worthy of you paying attention to. What does one do in their life to be in a place like that where you could stay in conflict for the rest of your life? And so that's a toxic relationship within yourself. The person's long gone. You're still carrying the pain, the suffering, the rage, the anger. But the more you keep cleansing as living a detoxed life, as a way of life, the
mm-hmm.
less that you are going to be fazed by the sickness of your past. You are going to be able to elevate to such a level so it will not be a burden to you. So
mm-hmm.
as you mature in your detox, as you mature in your cleansing, every round, according to our ancestors, we go higher and higher. Every round we get a chance to really see who we really are and begin
yeah.
to soar in our lives and overcome all of our issues. I am going to now give it, I'm going to go into some of the foundation work you can do to get yourself started.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about, I did that, been there and done that conversation. And we talked about, when can I get back to my normal life after I do this detox?
Mm-hmm.
And how long will I need to stay on this path before I can go back? There is no going back. It's only going forward. To go back is to pick up the family's DNA toxicity. To go back is to start taking some of the environmental and social toxicity from alcohol to drugs to coffee to cigarettes to start polluting yourself, because that's what the backward living does.
Mm-hmm.
And to go forward is the way, is to use the symbols to help you. One is the Merkut, and you rise up the pyramid, and you continue to rise up. And the circle, which is never-ending, it's called the circle of life. It's sunrises mm-hmm. and sunsets. You fast, and then you eat. You rest, and then you work. It's a continual flow, but it's how you move in that circle. So every day, that circle of wellness is ever in front of you, moving you forward and giving you more joy and more treasures that are coming out. The treasure chest that you and the treasures that come out, that treasure chest in your first 21 days is one level. And then you continue
mm-hmm.
going. You don't stop. And the next 21 days, another level, and it keeps going. And so you can just call out, what treasures do you need? Call them out. Because it's the fact that you're calling them, they're already in you. You were born
mm-hmm.
with it. And it's that treasure chest that we want to keep ourselves tapped into, that you have everything that you need right now. And everything that you need is in front of you, but you can't see it until you clear the way. And everything that you need is within you, but you can't feel it until you clear the way. But as you keep
mm-hmm.
cleansing, elevating, you will see the way. Today, I had a glorious day. I had a day of complete healing from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep. And that is because I want to be in a circle of wellness. And I want to live,
mm-hmm.
and I am living a detox life. And that is what I encourage everyone to take that consciousness on, that it's not
mm-hmm.
ending. It's a never-ending story of happiness and joy and overcoming and healing. And layers of pain can be washed
mm-hmm.
off of your soul. And layers of pain and frustration can be washed out of your thoughts and your mind. And from that state of being, if enough of us got into that place, we'd have a new world.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have a world of violence and war and deception. We would have a whole new world because it would be new people. And in that state of being, if enough of us healed ourselves enough, then the children that we would conceive and bring into this world would be on that level. That would be the frequency. And this would change the world. So I do have a plan. I have a divine plan of how to change the world into a higher frequency. Each one of us, full responsibility for what we have created and create something great and something new and something powerful and something positive. And then we will birth visions and concepts and ideas that will elevate. The birthing of sacred woman, it is a concept of elevation of the women folk. The birthing of the city of wellness, to see us as a city of wellness, even though the city may be in pain, is a higher concept. The birthing of man, heal thyself, journey to optimal wellness, is a concept, is a vision of seeing our men well and whole and vibrant. On my way coming to this call, I walked from the gym and I was going past this, it's called Sister's Place, and it was looked like it was a poetry jam in there. But it actually was a freedom fighting conversation. And they said, do you want to come in? I said, well, I can't. I'm coming to the show. I can't. They said, well, write your information down. I wrote my information down. He said, oh, Queen of Four, you're the one who wrote the book? He said, just come for a few minutes. Okay, so I sat in, and they were talking about Sonny Carson and lifting him up. And I was glad to be there with the ancestors, you know, talking him up. And so, but I looked around the room, and I looked at all the broken men. And in the first look, my heart became heavy, and I shifted it immediately. I said, breathe in. They don't have to stay there. They're there now, but they don't have to stay there. They don't have to look dead. They don't have to look weakened. They're my age. They don't have to look broken, but they were looking like that. And when I had to go because I had to get here. But when I left, he said, will you come back? Do you want to come back? I said, yes, I have to, because it was mostly other men as a fundraiser. And, you know, but I was so happy. I was able to transmit that energy so quick. I said, oh, this, I'm so grateful. I feel like I'm alive in this community. And, of course, I keep walking, and I walk past the bookstore. So it's all consciousness. There was a book gathering. There was an author in there. I said, I am having the greatest time. I feel like I just came to another town. But that's the treasure. You'll be able to find the treasure wherever you go in this world if you find it within. And that's why I always say the power to heal is within us. The power to transform our lives are within us. What we have to do is be determined, to be steadfast, to be consistent, to not, if you break down, pick yourself back up and keep moving and become more radiant and stay with the concept and the affirmation our ancestors gave us. Golden, our limbs, blue, our crown, and emerald, our body. Making a spin. Heard? To invite everyone who's on the call to join me. We're coming into the shift now where the weather is going to get hotter and we want to get more healing in. We want to raise our frequency, our vibration. So join me and take the 21-day detox. That's the first step. And if you did it last year, you know, come on now. You missed quite a few seasons. And if you say, well, I did it, you know, I read the book, then that's intellectual. That's not, it didn't go into your DNA. It still hasn't gone all the way into your body, mind, and spirit. So it's time to come on and stay on this time. Not to stop after 21 days, but to come into this as what? Living a detox life, where everything in your life is a detox. So with the 21 day, you will have your 3-week supply of your green life nutritional formula to help to repair the limbs, the tissues, the bones. Even if you had x-rays in the body, you have that radiation in your system, it can pull that out. The environment is let in the air and all the smog, that will help to detox out the chlorophyll, the green. You'll get and you'll take that 3 times a day throughout the day, so you're wholly protecting your temple. You have your master herbal, 3-week supply of that to help to detoxify every system in the body. You have 3 bottles of your colon ease. The colon ease is to break the old emotional baggage that we carry in our colon. The women now have all muffin tops. you know, you don't know if she's pregnant. I said, oh, you're having a baby? She said, no, I'm not. I said, oh. Back in the day, if you know, so that's all fast food. It's a fast food, this is a fast food nation right now. So all that waste is not designed to process and leave out. All that waste emotion is not, we're eating ourselves, you know, out of our bodies. So it's all about that flushing out the waste from the colon, these herbal laxatives. And those who have pain in the body, joints and swelling, inflammation, womb issues, pain, you can apply it. If you have pain throughout the body, then you take it internally, and that will help you physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then finally, you have your breath of life, because life is breath, and if you out your breath, you have no life, or your life is very limited. So the more the breath that you take in, the more life that you get back into your body. Today I got on the treadmill, and I didn't mean to run. I just meant to do power walking on the treadmill. But it was moving so fast, and I didn't press it. It was moving fast. I said, well, let me just try to do this and keep up. So my lungs started to expand. I got new lungs. You know, that's what ended up happening. But that's the breath of life, and that's the detox life. So everything, you start to translate everything as another opportunity for greatness, another opportunity to be more powerful, more dynamic, more in your truth, more on your path of wellness. So I invite everyone to come on with us and be a part of our detox life.
Definitely. All right. So you just heard it from the queen. We're talking about living a detox life. We do have 58 minutes left on the live stream, and I would like to start taking some callers. But before we do, I want to take a quick commercial/music break, and then we'll be right back live with the queen, and she'll be answering all your questions. All right, so the call-in number for that is 917-932-8881, and you'll be able to raise your hand by pressing 1. That way I'll know you're on the line. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Thank you. Beautiful, the struggle made.
Peace, Queen.
Peace and blessings. Somehow we got.
Sorry, I just realized. No, I totally just realized that I had put my phone on mute and I thought I was talking to everybody, and I really wasn't. And I'm sitting there talking to myself, like, "What's wrong? Why are you doing?" Oh goodness, huh?
Yeah. Are we still on? Oh,
yeah, we're still on. I'm just, okay, had a moment there. No, I'm actually using a different phone, so it was a little bit off throwing. All right, yeah, so nobody heard me, but I had already said this. You guys can call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. And the Queen will be taking your comments and questions, any comments or questions that pertain to the topic. And we are discussing living a detox life with Queen of Four. So anybody who has any questions can call in at this moment. I was telling a story to myself, too. It was just... I was into it, and I'm sitting here like, why isn't she responding? Oh, that's funny. Anyway, yeah, it gets after 10 o'clock, and I start having these brain moments where I'm just like, my brain is asleep. I'm awake, but my brain is asleep.
Wake up.
Uh-huh, exactly. I was actually talking about, it's just so awesome that you decided to speak on this topic this week, because I was just having a conversation with my mother about this very topic, and I was explaining, you know, the whole concept of living a holistic life and everything to her, which, by the way, she loves you. She had your book in the house since before I was born. She absolutely adores you. When she found out you was going to be on my show, she was
like... How come you are like you are, so divine?
Exactly. I grew up in a household reading your book. So, yes. So she's
so beautiful.
Yeah, so she really, she really tried.
Generation, so beautiful.
So she really, really is striving to find that and activate that within herself, because like yourself, at age 17, that's when I came into an understanding of cleansing and, you know, going through the changes that I had to go through with my health and everything that was going on with me. And so it's just, it's awesome that you mentioned that that's the age. I'm like, wow, that's the same age it happened for me at. So, you know. Yeah,
amazing.
It is. It definitely is. And so I was just speaking with her on this topic in and of itself, and I was telling her that, you know, she's striving to, you know, come into a, you know, a plant-based lifestyle. You know, I kind of, like, became Sergeant Health in my house and was like, we're not having this, we're not having that, this will not be in the house. And I kind of, like, I let her keep the fish because I was like, hold up, we can't just take everything all at once. So I let her keep the fish, and that's where she is right now. But I was kind of, every now and again, she'll slip up. So I was explaining to her the reasoning as to why it's so important to maintain this as a lifestyle. It can't be something an on-again, off-again thing because, you know, I was explaining to her, Mom, you're dealing with years and years of, like, build-up and toxicity and dealing with a toxic lifestyle and all these different things that you've encountered. So you have to really go through a full detoxification of not only your mental self but your emotional self and your spiritual self in order to really cultivate that lifestyle that you really want to live. So, you know, I was just telling her and speaking to her about that, and I just thought it was so, you know, in sync that this would be the topic that you would decide to speak on, because it just resonated so much with that conversation that I had with her on that day. So I was just so excited. I was like, yeah, I can't wait for the show, and I can't wait for my mother to listen back to it because she's just going to... Yeah,
mother's
really
cool. Mother is on the call. Second
exactly.
generation. Yes.
Exactly.
That's the master plan to resurrect our community, is to do just as we're doing. right now, mm-hmm. because you then be, or the legacy you carry, the legacy. If we, your mother, myself, and others, if we were able to carry the legacy to the point where we were able to give it to you, then you carry the legacy of wellness, and then you will pass it on. And it's like each generation. So your children's children, every generation become more divine, more whole, more ready, because they have your shoulders to jump from, to fly and soar from. So
exactly.
This is a divine plan, and I'm so happy to hear that, you know, you come, your second generation.
Yeah, exactly. I always say that. Like, I grew up with Queen of Four, Dr. Africa in my house, you know. So holistic health is definitely no stranger to my vocabulary, especially since I was very young. I was the weird child taking, like, apple cider vinegar drinks in class, and they're like, what's that?
Hey, just how old were you when they were asking you?
Like, I was, like, 7, and I'm drinking this, and they're like, you smell funny.
You were 7. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was just.
You had to be a very strong to be able to be different, because most children, they would, you know, they would be embarrassed, ashamed. They'd want to blend in with everyone else. So for you to be able to be strong as a little one, pretty much you're probably the only vegetarian in the whole school, or health conscious.
Well, I wasn't vegetarian at the time, though. That's the thing. My mother didn't fully get into the whole lifestyle, but she definitely kept, like, pieces of it that, like, kind of guided me back to it.
Oh,
so we didn't eat any red meat or anything like that, but I did grow up eating fish and chicken and things like that.
Okay.
So, like, I was enough normal to fit in, but I was enough weird for them to be looking at my lentil stew like, what's that? Like, you know, what are you eating? Why do you smell weird? I'm just like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't fit in. But, yeah, that was kind of how I grew up.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect. I'm working on this book. I'm co-writing a book, a small book for children, because the little children, they need reinforcement, because you were different only because no one else was living the lifestyle you were living, a natural lifestyle, a holistic lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, you know, you had to be a very strong child. Most children would break and
yeah.
have a double life. They would have one life at home and another life going to school. My children had some of that going on. They were one way with me, another way with their father, another way with relatives, another way in school. So it kind of, you know, had them all over the place. So this next generation, this makes it the third, myself and my sons, and then my granddaughter, she's coming up and she's 7, same as you. And so us writing this book together is going to help a lot more children to feel comfortable. They just have to read about it. If it's not in their school, they have to at least read about it.
Exactly.
It's a way live, and there's other little ones who are cosmic, powerful children who are living this lifestyle. You know, I make them superheroes, real powerful, to be able to do this and to be able to be strong in it. So, you know, there's all this vision, and that's why the living a detox life connects to everything. It really connects. I didn't start off knowing that me cleansing was going to connect to my whole life. And I didn't realize it until years later that it was my whole life that I was healing. I thought it was just, I was in a corner. I was just trying to get my lungs back. To have all my whole life be healed up on that level and continue to find more things to heal up. There's more work to be done. There's more people that need the healing, so we have to spread it. And so the more we stay on the path, like anyone who's on the call, the more that we can stay. Like, you worry, sometimes people worry about their families. And I said, if you can stay on it long enough, you'll have enough light.
Exactly.
We're ready. Not the whole family's going to be ready. So you have to also get a fix in with that, too, and be flexible and say, well, everyone's not going to do all of what, you know, like you're the food police. Everyone's not going to do everything. But
yeah, I will come around and smack it out of your hand. Like, I don't care if you're in the middle of eating it. Like, nope. Not doing it.
I was like that when I was young. my reflection, how I used to. I'm so nice and more relaxed about it now, but I was so intense back then. It was like military, particularly around the holidays. You know, we were sitting there at this Thanksgiving dinner,
And I have my four dishes on the table, my mother's five or seven dishes of, you know, normal holiday meal. And so as plates, I call them foreign plates. As the foreign plates would go past, I would look at my children like, don't make a move, don't touch it. And then my plate would go around the table because it would be 12 of us around the table. Then they can take that plate. They look at me, all three of them, and I said, and I would give a nod or wink, like a code. Go take, because it would always cause such stress around the table. Why are you not giving them that? You know, why can't they be normal, back to the normal state? You know, you're depriving them of what? Sickness? I would go, I'm depriving them of being sick, of being toxic. I'm not depriving them. So it was a battlefield. So I started working in code. And then my children understood code. So, but now this is a green movement, and everybody starts more into this awareness. It's all over the internet, and health food stores are opening up, and the big chains are now come jumping in, and the little health food stores are being challenged because the big chains can lower the prices. So they're coming in, and even doctors are becoming, some of them are becoming more holistically inclined. I was able to partner with Dr. Bernadette Sheridan, so she's carrying my products, and she's been a physician for now 30 years. And she walks around with her stethoscope, white lab jacket, and the breath of life, the eucalyptus and peppermint in her coat pocket. And there's like 20 people, you know, waiting. And she just walks down and she says, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. And she puts this breath of life in their mouth. So I said, okay, that's just a new day. And then the other new day was, that's why I know if you keep on it long enough, you'll start to break ground and things that seem like impossible. It will become possible. So I did a workshop on arthritis. She asked me to do 11 workshops at her clinic for a year. I did one every month. And after the workshop, they came by the nurse's station. We all know the nurse's station. And so the clay was there. So I said to Dr. Sheridan, Dr. Sheridan, do I need to get the clay for my knees? Because my knees, they hurt a lot. She said, what did the Queen of Food just say? I could not believe it. I said, it's a new day. You said, what's natural healing say in a allopathic medical facility? Get the clay rather than, you know, painkiller. So it is a new day. People are starting to recognize because, you know, the likes of us and your mother and others on the path, they stayed the course. They kept living this lifestyle in some way. You know, sometimes you'll be in seasons. Some seasons you got it all pretty much together, then you kind of fall off on one side, and you come back into, oh, right, I used to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, wow, whatever that this may be. I'm still trying to get to hot yoga months later. You know, there's certain things that you would always do, and you kind of fall off. And so I'm calling out all of those who have fallen off and need to get back on. Those who would say, you know what, this makes sense, living a detox life. You mean if I go deeper and really, you know, roll up my sleeves into wellness, that I can have more of a blessed life, whatever that lifestyle would mean? Last night it was a constant conversation about, as I was at this event, talking about success and how one sees success. And so well, one may say, you know, being able to be a teacher. I've always wanted to be a teacher, and that is success. Someone else said, you know, I'm not going to be successful until I make $1.5 million, and that would be success for them. Someone would say, you know, I want to conceive a child. I want to have a baby, and it may be challenging for that woman, a man who has a child, to conceive. That's their success. So everyone has the success them, and what you can do is go into your cleansing, your detoxing, name it and claim it. Say what you want, what you need, go into the treasure chest of all possibilities, do the detox, whether you'll be a flexitarian, you're having your chicken and fish, but you're also adding your formulas and your fresh fruits and vegetables and your juice therapy, and then those who are ready to be vegetarians, but you want to have some foods, you can have your beans and your peas and your lentils, and along with the formulas and the juice therapy and your fresh whole foods. And then those who are live foodists, you can go ahead and do your live foods. But what happens with all of this? Every day that you commit to your wellness, you're going to start to speak a different tone. You're going to start to see things from a higher place. You're going to start to yield, and you're going to
You want to say thank you. You're going to tell someone, I apologize, I was unconscious when I did that. Whatever the case is, you're going to be able to come to higher ground. And that's what this is really all about, come to higher ground. I would never give up this healing for myself. And, it's like, tell people to do it, and I have to do it. And the only way I can tell them to do it is if I'm doing it. And the more that I do it, the more my life is spared. My life is saved. I'm so happy. I went to the dentist today. Everything is a healing. And I'm scared of a dentist to death or to life. And I said, I don't have any pain, but I've been putting clay packs in my gums and teeth, and I've been drinking my greens consistently and, you know, all of the healing work to keep the teeth as healthy as they can as I mature. And he said, oh, all you need is this or that. I was thinking the worst, and it was not the worst, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I feel so much more relieved. So everything is a blessing then. You start to see everything as a blessing, and you would start to laugh more when you would normally cry, and you would start to have compassion where your heart would be hardened. So that, to me, is also a part of living a detox life. It's my girlfriend calls it a charmed life. She says, we're living, you know, we're all mature. We're living a charmed life. I'm watering my flowers on the terrace, and I'm getting ready to do some spiritual work for some clients, and we're just having this, you know, hobnob conversation about our life, and, you know, we've been together for 30 years and all this, and where we started out, me over a fish market with three children and just left the father, and I'm opening up a wellness center a month after having a baby, so life is deep, and how do you keep healing that? How do you keep healing all of the scars and all of the pain and all of the suffering? I remember I was going to go into public assistance for a few months to just overcome. And I had one baby on my lap and the other sitting next to me to go to public assistance. And it's called single parent. I regrouped my mind. I'm not a single, was never a single parent. I always had family, extended family and blood. So I shifted that consciousness after deep cleansing. But I remember on my way going that I was, you know, the chill was hanging on me for dear life. I'm opening up a wellness center, going to public assistance, and the cab stopped, and I bumped my face to the glass or a hard metal, and then I started to bleed. And I thought, oh, my gosh, my life, oh, my life. But I kept healing. And when I got home, I bandaged up, put some clay on it, and I made flyers. And I put the baby in the stroller, and the other two were holding one, and my children gave out flyers. How old were they? 7 years old, six, or seven, four, in the stroller. And we were giving out flyers in Brooklyn about coming to the wellness center. So, you know, and I think back to that and now in my soul, that the level of healing and transformation and courage and strength it's just beautiful. And when I sat in the dentist's office, I said, well, you know, just deal with it. You're not going to die. But you know what? Let you die away your fear. Let that go ahead and just die away. And I let it go. And it was just wonderful. Even going to the dentist was a revelation and a beauty. And that's when you know that you have really tapped in, when you can actually grow from every experience. And it doesn't wound you, but it grows you. Otherwise, if you're normal, every experience wounds you, harms you, hurts you, causes a lot of pain and stress. But as you heal, continuous daily love, serving yourself love. Don't look at it as work, because if you look at it as work, then it's too much. Yeah. It's too hard. You know, just look as I am loving myself. I am having a love affair with my own self. And so then you're not stressed if then you don't have a mate, because you've made it with yourself and you're having this very intimate relationship with you, growing every step of the way. Life is good. Life is brilliant. Life is magnificent. And we are the treasure chest. And we spread that with every breath that we take.
Yes.
So no questions came in tonight. It's okay, because people can take everything in and reflect. And we would love to hear from you. I'm going to give you over to Alicia. She's going to take you into our wellness pharmacy.
And we will. This is just the beginning because I'm looking for those who are ready to make that shift into living a detox life. Just hold on.
Greetings, 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 Tay Queen. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Was that amazing, living a detox life? Now, it's one thing to be invited to do a 7-21-day, even an 84-day detox, because you know that has a beginning and an end. But it's a whole different dynamic and a deeper level of challenge when you're challenged to live a detox life. The exciting part about working with Queen is that I now live a detox life. It wasn't part of my plan, but yes, indeed. And what happens is when you try to go back, your body rebels against you. And it's like, oh, for real? Yeah, you don't eat that anymore. And we're going to show you who's boss. So it has been amazing. So I got tricked. I did. I got tricked. I came up here from Georgia, and I got tricked. That's what happened. I thought I would, you know, sample a few little products and work with Queen of Fua, and everything would be all right. Well, no. She had me on greens from the first day I walked in, and I was like, okay, okay, so she likes to cook a lot of green foods, okay. Okay, so tomorrow, you know, we're going to have some something with some other colors in it. But what I learned is the darker the green, the better it is for your body. And so what Queen is telling you all, this is what she lives. She's drinking Green Life every day. She is getting ready to be 60, biking 6 to 10 miles a day, working out at the gym. I know people 40 that can't do it, not don't do it, can't do it. So it's evidence that these products not only work, but that you incorporate them into your life. We have learned to incorporate everything that TV tells us into our life as a part of our sustenance. And so by actually taking these herbs, the difference in me from January to now, not only did it change me physically, I have lost more weight being here. I think I've lost even another probably about 5 to 6 pounds since we did my last weigh-in because some of my little tight clothes are loose now. And it's exciting. It's exciting to make that level of dedication to yourself. When the proposition was offered for Queen and Reverend Dr. Valentine to come together on one platform, that was a part of living a detoxed life. Some of us need to go into the version of living a detoxed life from our mamas, not only just our exes, mamas, daddies, all types of people. And what it does is it brings you into your freedom. You are then sitting on your seat of power because nobody is a blockage to you. Everybody and every situation becomes a blessing because it's not how they come at you, it's how you respond. So when you choose detoxing, you choose constantly cleansing you, cleansing your life, cleansing your financial situations, cleansing your body and your mind and your emotions. When you go into your spiritual bank and you start to examine the things that have been taught to you that no longer serve your highest and wisest, that's the point at which you can say, I've begun my journey and I choose not to get off the path. So for anyone who is interested in living a detox life, walking this journey with myself, with Queen, with the hundreds of thousands of people that she's touched over the last 43 years. Give us a call at 718-221-HEAL, 4325, 718-221-4325. We've gotten so many responses from our Facebook post today. You are truly in community when you not only can provide jobs for your family, but when you can reach out and provide employment for the community. And so far, we've gotten resumes in left and right because Queen of Four is hiring. And we are so excited. She is looking for administrative assistance, and she is looking for part-time help at our Healing Station number 1 at Nicholas Bookstore on our product exchange program. So without a question, if you are interested, email your resume to Alisha, A-L-I-S-H-A, at queenofour.com. Don't call. Send us your resume. We want to see your works. And we are so excited. We want to get you either on this 21-day or joining Queen for the 84-day Seasons of Wellness. We have several people that are now signing up, and they're on our auto ship program. So at the beginning of every season, so every equinox and every solstice, they're saying, charge my card and send me out of detox. I want to make sure my body is cleansed as I'm going into this new phase. So if that's you, call us, 718-221-HEAL-4325. We are available to serve you 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. We will be working late tonight. The phones are already starting to blow up. So if you want to call in and start the detoxing of your life, we're here to serve you.
All right. Thank you.
Give thanks and praise.
All right. I dropped all the information into the chat if you're in the live chat. And you can also find links to Queen of Flora's website and all this information on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, so thank you for sharing that with us, Alisha.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate you, Tay Queen, and we appreciate you every third Monday giving Queen the opportunity to share with the community. We really, really do.
All right. And I appreciate you all spending this time with us. So is there any last things you or the Queen wants to say?
Yes.
Yes, there are.
Wow. You know, just to let you know, I'm living a detox life. I'm reflecting you. It's while I had those few moments, I was listening to Alisha speaking like it was jazz. And I did my boom yoga dance in light speed. I got my bridge over troubled waters in. I got my shoulder stand in. I stretched and did the River Nile movement. So, yes, it is living a detox life. That's what it's all about. When you do that, then you're actually going to see monumental shifts in consciousness, monumental shifts in the heart. You're literally changing your whole family by your own personal shift. If but one in the family takes it on, you have changed the direction of your family for generations to come. For you set a tone by putting a rock in the water and it reverberates out. Well, you're setting a tone so those who come after you, and that could be blood or extended family, the community will watch you blossom. And they'll say, what great work, what are you doing? And it will become evident. And they will be inspired and charged by your living a detox life. We don't have to prepare ourselves to be broken with age. We don't have to prepare ourselves to be lost for words or lost of relationships. We can actually have healthy relationships all the days of our lives. And so this is about all the days of our lives. Every day we wake up all over again. Can't wait to go to sleep or get rest so that we can wake up with vision. And when we wake up with vision, we move with that vision in truth because the vision visits us while we are resting, which we call sleep. But it's being revealed to us what we are to do in this life. Something very simple. A neighbor, I decided that I was going to close, and Alicia's going to close behind me. I decided, I'm looking at this tree, and we've been talking to over 150 people at that point, and all the time we were talking, it was still winter coming into spring. And she's saying it's still winter, but it's not. I'm telling her, be patient. Spring is upon us. It's right now. And so this tree was barren, you know, coming in February and March. And but I kept looking at the tree and said, you know, there's going to blossom soon. And then when the blossoms and the birds will be back on the tree that I'm looking at outside my window from during the consultation, the teleconference. But then I said, you know what? The tree needs the flowers around it. And for all of my life, there's never been flowers. And this year I put flowers and I put some herbs down. And my neighbor saw me do it because the tree joins two houses. And I said, well, her house is my side, so it's one. So I had to go in there and dig her side, too. She came out with shovel and everything, and she started joining me. And she said, well, you can use my water. And so, you know, she came and gave me a little gift of another bud, of, like, these branches for me to now put in my backyard. And so I said, well, I have to go and give her a gift of clay. So we're like, that's neighborly. I don't do neighborly. I just go in and out. I'm always moving. I don't do neighborly. So this is what neighborly feels like. So, you know, that to me is living a detox life, living a rich life, following the spirit, letting your spirit guide you. And it will open up in places that you can't even expect. And as we were planting, the people on the block were walking by waving to us. They were waving to us. Look at me. We keep it moving. They were waving. They were smiling. They were like, wow, that's really nice. I said, this is what's called living a detox life is about. I'm doing a little farming in the front end. You know, we're digging ground and picking up soil and being happy about it and planting together and being loving and being neighborly. And it's just your whole world changes the more you keep living this life. And, of course, you say, well, I'm living such a beautiful detox life. How come everything is not just perfect all the time? Well, when stuff gets heavy, it means that the level of detoxing is taking place. So allow it to come to the surface. It's going to pass. It takes courage then. Don't run. Don't hide. Just let it come up. Take your juices. Keep healing. It will come up. You say, wow, had not that happened, this other more magnificent thing would not have happened. So everything is filled with complete gratitude in living a detox life. And I'm going to hand it over to my anchor woman.
Alicia, you got it.
Indeed. Also, just wanted to let everybody know, if you are in the Brooklyn area, if you can drive to Brooklyn, if you can fly to Brooklyn, whatever you can do, on Sunday, June 23rd, Queen will be doing, what will she be doing? Queen will be doing a beginner's comedic womb yoga class at Kumbe Dance Studio. That's 558 Fulton Street. It's between Flatbush Ave and Rockwell Place, right next door to Nicholas Bookstore. So that's from 10:30 to 12:30. Space is limited. Everybody and their mama is planning to be there. So if you would like to come, give us a call, 718-221-HEAL, H-E-A-L, 718-221-4325. And if you'd like to register, it's only $49. It's a two-hour class, and Queen goes in. She has taught me how to do the comedic womb yoga. It is 108 poses, and it is nothing to play with. So if you want to heal your womb, if you are over 35 and you're starting to see some sagging, if your saddlebags and all are starting to kind of settle, if you have excess fat around your stomach, and these are things that are not pleasing to you and you want to get tight so you can put that bikini on this summer, or if you're just trying to pull your organs in, also if you're trying to have a baby and you're older and you want to reduce the age of your womb, this, and yes, I did say that, reduce the age of your womb, because your womb age does not have to correspond with your physical age. You can do certain dances. You can use certain of our herbs, and you can reduce the age of your womb. I still plan to have three children, so I had to learn these principles so that I could prepare my womb. So definitely, coming on out, it's going to be on June 23rd. Give us a call so you can get registered. You will not be able to register at the door because we're filling up. 718-221-4325.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you again for being here with us and making that announcement. Again, I dropped all the information in the link, so everybody else will be able to follow that if you're in the live chat.
Perfect.
All right, so we are just going to start wrapping everything up. And it was a pleasure having you all on and speaking with the Queen as usual.
Thank you so much. having us. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well. All right, so peace. All right. You have been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we do air with the Queen every third Monday of the month, so please come back next month to hear the different show that we're going to have lined up there as well. All right, it's been wonderful speaking with everybody, and it's been wonderful having you all. So don't forget to check out Conversations with the Queen.blogspot.com. For more information that pertains to the show. All right. Peace and so much love.